G'day listeners, my name is Phil C and this is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated 87.6 Backwater Country in Harrington. And for the next 4 weeks leading into Christmas, I'll be bringing you some of my favourite Aussie country songs and interviews. Folks, I've got the most incredible interview with one of the most talented individuals I've met in a long, long time. He goes by the name of Kush Ryder. Now, I met Kush at the Texas Country Music Festival. He's got a brand new song out, folks, okay, and it's called Down and Dirty. And if you stick around, you're going to hear all about that brand new song, plus what he's got coming up. And if you miss it, folks, you're going to be not doing yourself any favours, okay, because this guy is the real deal. I'm going to kick off the show with one of his songs. It's a number called Don't Let It Burn. Kush Ryder, folks, here on Corner Country, allaussieradio.com.au. My name is Phil C. Hey, there you go, folks. That is Kush Ryder, okay, and his fabulous band. He's going to be a guest on the program a little bit later on in the show, okay? So do yourself a favour, folks. You know you want to. Make sure you stick around and check that one out because he's got some sensational songs. He also does some really, really good covers, and I'm going to be playing one of his cover songs a little bit later on and also his brand-new single, Down and Dirty. I'm going to play a track now by Brooke Schubert. Now, she is sensational. What an incredible girl. Put so much effort into her live performance. Got a brand new song out right now, folks. And she's just released this outstanding raw new song. It's a version of Burn Like Summer. And it's out and available on the platforms right now. Brooke Schubert, folks.
Foot in front of the other is all that I know to do. Sit here and complain or walk out in the rain. I know what I would rather do. Cause even on my darkest days, I can still see the clouds of silver lining. I'm beautifully broken. There's magic in knowing I'm gonna.
Hey, there we go, listeners. That is Brooke Schubert. Roaring reimagines. And the song, of course, is called Stronger. Now, why not check her out? Just go on to Google. She's got an online store there. You can find yourself some guitar picks if you're a player. She's also got some limited edition New Kids in Town posters on there. She's got some short sleeve t-shirts, stubby coolers, tote bags. Show her some love, show her some respect and some support. Check out that brand new song, Stronger, and maybe even check out her online store as well. I'm going to play this next song. This is by Justin Stanley. Now, this guy has got the most incredible vocal. I saw him perform this song live at the Nanango Country Music Muster, and it is on an album called A Father's Love. Now, this was released back in 2013, and I saw him perform this. I played it last week. I've had numerous people saying, hey, can we hear the song again? So I'm going to put it on for you again today, folks. It's a number called Unchained Melody, Justin Stanley.
And time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still?
Justin Stanley, Unchained Melody. The album is called A Father's Love. Let's do the title track from that album, folks. If you've just joined us, my name is Phil C. This is Corner Country on allaussieradio.com.au.
Well, I guess maybe you were thinking you've done okay for all this time. perhaps you feel there's no good reason for you to want me in your life. You will always be my angels. Just give me half a chance to prove. Never underestimate me. What a father's love can do. Whatever burden weighs you down, whenever helping hands run scarce on the ground, I'll be first to your rescue. Cause that's just one of many things a father's love will do. And rainbows cutting crusts of fairy bread. And it's the most amazing feeling to see how beautiful you've grown. In your eyes I see the future, and in your hearts I hope you. Whatever burden weighs you down, whenever helping hands run scarce on the ground, I'll be first to your rescue. Cause that's just one of many things a father's love will do. You will always be my angel. Just give me half a chance to prove. Never underestimate me. What a father's love can do. There are just so many things I will do for you.
Father's Love is the name of the album. That was the name of the song we just played by Justin Stanley. I'm going to play one more song, folks, and then I'm going to have that interview up with Kush Ryder. The song I'm going to play for you is by a chap who goes by the name of Will Day. Now, this song was written by him and co-wrote by the Wolf Brothers. So a co-write, okay? The Wolf Brothers, Will Day. The song is called Set Your Sights.
So you got a dream, yeah, we all do. But if you're gonna get to where you're going to, gotta line it up to knock it down. Grabbing with both hands when it comes around. Listen to your heart beating in your chest on the days when you're caught up in your head. Yeah, and when you get your time. If you wanna stand on the biggest stage, make your mark, let them know your name. If it's the one shot you got, aim up, don't let it slip away. If you got a fire burning in your soul, don't let the rock and stop your your sight. There'll be long days, there'll be hard years, there'll be times when you're wondering what you're doing here. It's a winding road, it's a slow burn, it's the mistakes you make and the lessons learned. Don't you give it up, don't throw in the towel, stay strong, gotta stick it out. If you wanna stand on a bigger stage, make your mark, let them know your name. If it's the one shot, you gotta aim up, don't let it slip away. If you got a fire burning in your soul, don't let the rock ever stop your roll. We only get one life, stay true and set your sights. Yeah, set your sights. If you wanna stand on the biggest stage, make your mark, let them know your name. If it's the one shot you've got,
g'day listeners, as I spoke to you about last week on our show, when I played that brand new song, Down and Dirty, I was going to try and get the man responsible for the track on the lines, and guess what? He's on the phones with us right now, Mr. Kush Ryder himself. How are you going today, my friend?
G'day, Phil. Thanks so much for having me. Mate, I'm doing well. The sun is shining, and it's country season. Let's bring on the summer.
Mate, I can't say country where you're concerned, because this song that we're going to talk about soon, Down and Dirty, I played it on my show last Sunday for a bunch of people that are right into the rock music, and they sent back to me and said, wow, what an opening riff. Like, where the heck does this guy call himself country?
Yeah.
Tell us about the opening riff. Where did that come from?
Yeah, well, I guess it's that thing where, you know, country music is always changing, as is rock and roll. I mean, let's go back to your Roy Orbisons, your Johnny Cashes, you know, your Willie Nelsons and all those sorts of guys from that. And it's always changed. So there's this whole thing about a purist country sound and about, oh, it's not country, or that's country. Move it forward to Keith Urban and all these who are doing country pop.
Yes.
There's all sorts, you know, country now, as rock and roll has evolved and devolved and changed, there's kind of no parameters anymore. But I grew up on pub rock, Australian pub rock, soul music, even jazz, and of course country music. I grew up on that sort of music, and I think that the riff really comes from a rock background, and I would never brand myself as, oh, we're just a rock band, or I'm a rock artist that wears a cowboy hat, because I'm not. I do love country. I love country. I am country. Listen, there's a bit of banjo in behind that. If you turned up, you can hear this banjo riff behind it. And I'm happy to push the boundaries, so much so that I've got a saxophonist, Paul Gatkin, in the band. He's an amazing musician. You know, I've got, instead of a guitar solo in this song, I've got a sax solo.
Exactly.
Which was akin to Cold Chisel, I mean, Rolling Stones. There's the saxophone is every bit of rock and roll as any other instrument, but it's not traditionally country.
No,
but there is this little banjo thing going on in the background of this song, Down and Dirty, and we just sort of I wrote this song during the lockdown period of the infamous Melbourne lockdowns or Victorian lockdowns of COVID. Excuse me. And it came up, and we just sort of ran with it, and it worked. And we threw down some lyrics, which I had already written actually this song before writing the music, and there it was. So there's basically the that was the long answer. The short answer is there are no boundaries anymore with what country music can or should be, and I'm okay with that. I used to say, oh, it's not country, it's not country. You can like a song, you can not like a song, you can like a certain subgenre or not like a certain subgenre, but it's still country. It's true. It's just big E chords. Anyone who's spent 5 minutes learning the guitar can play this song, and it's big. It's big with a sax solo.
Look, when I first saw you, which was at Texas about a month ago, we spoke prior to that because I interviewed you for Texas. And then we were talking about what can our listeners expect to see and hear. And, you know, you were talking about a sax player and you were saying, oh, I might even bring somebody to play bagpipes. And I thought, well, this has got nothing to do with country. Like, where is this man coming from? But, you know, when you were on the stage, you just owned that venue. And I say that with the utmost respect. I saw all the artists and you, for me, Kush Ryder and the band, you set the benchmark. And I think it's because you did so many different things. There's so many elements to you and your band that we can't just put you in a box and say, oh, Kush Ryder's a country singer, because you're not.
Oh, thank you so much. That's a wonderful compliment, and I'll record that and put that up on the wall.
Well, I'm recording it. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, thank you. Well, that's it. We like to keep it fresh. Listen, you know, at the same time that I say that country music's got so many new parameters now, or it's okay for an artist as well as a listener to broaden their horizons in playing or listening with any genre, with rock. I mean, you know, I'm not into punk metal or whatever they call it and all that sort of stuff, but a lot of people are, and they're also into classical music and jazz. And they sort of go, well, hey, listen, this is my broad spectrum, and I believe that that's what my songs bring to the listener is a fresh new sound. I'm not saying I'm reinventing anything necessarily new, but I'm happy to smash those parameters. In saying that, there's a lot of artists that do just regurgitate the same old stuff here in Australia. I've been to Tamworth, I've heard it, and I've walked away from gigs. Not as a, you know, I guess that's critical, but I'm like, oh, it's the same cookie cut. Okay. Why don't we write something, you know, new? Every artist should be looking for something new rather than just pumping out what's been done before. And I think that is growth, that's innovation, and that is, an artist's license and right to be able to do that, to be able to bring out something new. You don't need to write about the, you know, the proverbial, my dog ran away, truck broke down, girlfriend left me sort of stuff. Or even have those sounds, or even have, you know, a guitar solo or the pedal steel, which I love. I haven't yet recorded with a pedal steel, but I love that. So, but I'd still like to make it fresh. And I think that's maybe what we brought to the stage in Texas with our original songs, with our covers. You can take a song and turn it upside down, inside out, and still make it fresh. The crowd's still going to love it and not turn their nose up to it and go, oh, this is just like every other Saturday night at the local pub. So it was Texas was great, a fantastic festival run by Roz Sinclair up there, and she's doing it again. And it takes the amount of effort, if anyone's listening who was there, the volunteers, the punters that came along. What a fantastic! I think that town has a population of about 600 to 800.
Mm-hmm.
But they got 2,000 people 2,000 odd tickets sold for that weekend.
Yes.
It's every year it's been doubling, and next year they're going again. And I hope to be there again because I can't get enough. So it's all about, you know, really, as far as, you know, my band, Kush Rider Band, is concerned, I'm happy to push some boundaries, come up with something new. Why not?
Well, before we talk about something new, let's talk about one of your covers. Because you mentioned just a moment ago that you do cover songs. And this is one of my favourites of yours, as cover songs go. And we're going to be back to talk more about your new song, Down and Dirty, straight after that. Now, this is called Never Tear Us Apart. It's Kush Rider, folks.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there, two worlds collided. They could never tear us apart. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I'd make wine from your tears. I told you, yes, we can fly, 'cause we all have wings. Some of us don't know why. I was standing, you were there, they could never, ever tear us apart.
Well, having a sax player in a country band, and when I spoke to you the last time, you were saying bagpipes in a country band is definitely pushing the boundaries and coming up with something new. But you know what? It just worked. When I saw you there at Texas, I thought, how are we going to get this? You got a young Spanish guitar player who carries on like Angus Young.
Yeah.
You've got a drummer there who never stops smiling. He's having so much fun up there. you know, and then you've got the great bass player who's just got so much attitude, you know, and then you've got this guy who plays sax and yourself. Yeah. It is just an incredible combination of talents that when you combine them all together, it is just something really, really special. You blew me away.
Yeah. Thanks, man. And, you know, I think it's, you know, it's just rock and roll. I can't really simplify it than that. You know, I've always, ever since high school, I'm a massive Johnny Diesel and the Injectors fan. Mm-hmm. And that was a four-piece band. Obviously, Mark Lazotte, who we know as Johnny Diesel or Diesel these days. And,
yes.
You know, he had a saxophone as Bernie Bremen in his band. And ever since, you know, year eight, year nine, I was like, I want that band. And I finally got it. And we all get along great. We love the music that we play, and we're going for more. So we'll see what happens. And that saxophone is, I don't really think it's too intrusive on the ear. You know, even for purists of rock, country rock or country music genres, you know, a good sax is always great. It's a point of difference. I wouldn't change it for the world.
No,
absolutely.
Definitely don't change it, because what you got is working. So don't try and repair a wheel that's not broken. What's going to be happening for Kush Rider now? Like we've spoke about Texas. We've done Texas. You got this brand new song, Down and Dirty, which we're going to play shortly. What have you got coming up? I'm sure you'll be at Texas next year, but between now and then, like, have you got other gigs planned? Have you got more music in the pipeline?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the usual pub gigs that we sort of rotate through every few months. You know, we're on a bit of a circuit down here in sunny Melbourne, as it is today, by the way.
Right.
We've got an interesting gig up in the town of St. Arnold, which is about, I think, three quarters of an hour past Ballarat. That's going to be a great gig. St. Arnold is a town that I've played at a few times solo, and about 8 or 9 years ago, and still in touch with the publicans and a great town, and they've got us back and they want the band to go full on.
Wow! So, do they know what that means? I've seen you full on.
well, that's right. So we'll be bringing it to there, and there's a town. Charlton is nearby. Obviously, Ballarat's just down the road, and there's a few towns. The thing is, with these small towns, I love them because, you know, arguably there's not much going on any given Saturday night, week in, week out. So mm-hmm. we really want to bring the gig to the area, not just the town, but to the whole region. You know, there's a lot of people out there that live, you know, 40 kilometres to the nearest general store or petrol station or whatever. So we want to get all of these people out of the woodwork and bring it to St. Arnold. And then the other interesting one is New Year's Eve. And I'll have to say I'm a bit of a beginner at this one. It's going to be my first B&S ball.
Okay.
Yeah. There I go on. Jade Gibson, a fantastic artist down here in Victoria. In fact, I think she lives up in the border region. I forget exactly where she's at, but she is synonymous with B&S balls down this way in southern New South Wales and into Victoria. And we're joining up with her. She gave me a call and said, "How about you guys do a B&S with her band, with the Jade Gibson band?"
Right.
So that'll be New Year's Eve in the town of Wombat, which is 30 clicks outside of Young, the town of Young in southern New South, or south central, or southern central New South Wales. And I can't wait. There's because Jade, she's lived in Nashville, she's done the Nashville thing. She's really got her act and her talent down. She's an amazing artist. I caught up with her at the Denny Ute Muster just a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And, I'm really looking forward to working with her. We're just going to rock out. I think she starts the night. We do another set, then she plays another set, and we're going to work out a set together to close out the night. It's, you know, it's New Year's Eve in Young, or Wombat, sorry. So there's nowhere to go but the B&S Ball. I think they're expecting about 1,000-odd people there. And what are that? So beyond the usual pub gigs that we've got, which are on our website, and we'll just rotate through, we're really looking forward to the B&S Ball in Wombat and, of course, the town of St. Arnold.
Well, I hope they got some security there for you, because I saw you there at Texas and you were hanging off the gates there, the fence, which was like about a good metre and a half away from the stage. And as soon as you jumped on the stage, off the stage, you almost got mobbed. So if they haven't got something up, my friend, you're going to have to make sure you don't jump off that stage this time round, especially at a B&S Ball. You could be finding the next mother or they might be looking for the father of their next child.
Oh, hey, listen, what happens on tour stays on tour.
Okay.
What a fantastic show. You know, I love the guys in the band, and we all work really hard, and it bounces back from the audience, the public, the followers, the media such as yourself that bounce back and say, "Hey, who are you guys? Let's get you up." So we are, dare I say, we're well underway in preparations to get a tour going. Probably about two weeks. I think no more than 2 weeks at this stage to hit the road up into New South Wales. The funny thing is that, you know, the difficult thing is it's great to get a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, maybe even a Sunday gig.
Yes.
But what are you doing for the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? You know, you're sort of standing around. You know, you go see these towns and there's so much to see. And, of course, we can't play every night. We don't want to play every night because I'd be burnt out. But, we've sort of got to work out a couple of things. But I believe we're heading up to Iluka, among other places. I'd love to play in Ballina. Ballina is a town that I've been to many times, and it's just a bucket list of mine. So I'd love to hit Ballina.
Okay.
I lived on the Gold Coast for a long time, so we'll see what's around the Gold Coast. We've got to put it together. So if there are any venues or artists, that would like to, collaborate and get us up that way, please do.
Yeah. Okay. Mate, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear what's going to happen for you. I have had people asking if you're going to be playing around New South Wales, so fingers crossed. We're going to throw this song on right now. I played it last week. It got a huge reaction, and I just think you'd do well if you found yourself up in the New South Wales area somewhere, for sure.
Oh, thanks so much, Bill, and thanks so much to all your listeners and the supporters of live music, recorded music, your radio show. Let's build it up. 2024 is a new year. The COVID thing is well behind us now, and so many artists are out there back up there doing it again, young and old. And I think I'm in one of those groups.
You sure are. I won't say which one. You're as old as the woman you feel, my man, and you're a good-looking guy with a good set of guns. You wouldn't have too much trouble finding a young chicky babe half your age. I'm sure about that.
Mate, I think single life is where all the songs come from, maybe. So, we're really looking forward to hitting the road. And we've got new songs coming out. We'll be having an EP. We're literally this Sunday I'm back in the studio again, and really looking forward to this summer and what the new year brings, and I can't thank you enough, Phil, for getting us out there, meeting you personally face to face, and let's have a beer together again soon.
Definitely. And you keep me informed of any new music that you happen to put out, either in the rest of this year, which is nearly gone, or certainly next year, my friend, and we'll catch up again on the phones and make sure we get it out there to all of our listeners.
Good man. Thanks so much, and absolutely will do. Thanks so much to you, to your radio station, to your program, to your website, and to all the listeners out there.
Thank you so much. That's Kush Ryder, folks. And we're going to put on his brand new single now and listen to the first few bars of that riff. Absolutely sensational. The track is called Down and Dirty.
Johnny was a country boy, walked the line like a real cowboy, getting back home through the small town, living it up, down, up, down. Johnny rounds up the boys, shoot five ball, gonna make noise, turn it up, get your country on, turn it up.
there's a party on. You know what the game is. Tonight we're gonna play, yeah. Dancing on the bar, whiskey shot, do you want one? Come get some. Johnny, gotta make some noise. Jukebox hummer, come and raise your voice. Turn it up, get your country on. Turn it up, there's a party on. You know what the game is. Tonight we're gonna play, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go, folks. That is Kush Rider, Down and Dirty. Do hope you enjoyed that interview I had with him. Continuing on now with the music here on Corner Country, allaussieradio.com.au is where it comes from, and it's also syndicated to 87.6. Backwater Country, 24 hours, 7 days a week. All you hear on that particular network, folks, is country music. Going to play you a song now by a band. He goes by the name of Billy Gudgeon, and the song we're going to play from Billy and his band is a number called Kiss My Glass.
Come for sure.
Billy Gudgeon's song, Kiss My Glass. What a great entertainer he is, folks. I'm going to play you a track now because we're running out of time. I've only got about 10 minutes to go before I have to put the horse in the stable, kick back on the porch, okay? I'm going to play you a song now by Vanessa Sanger. She's got an album called Life, Love and Memories. And she's also got this big gig coming up. Don't forget New Year's Eve. She is going to be at Bingara with a sensational New Year's Eve party out there, okay? Check her out on Facebook or have a look at Buckles and Boots is the name of the business there that's promoting that one. And also she's got the Maxville Music Muster coming up in March of next year. So we're going to play a song from her album. As I said, Life, Love and Memories is the name of the album. The song I'm going to play for you is a number called The River. Vanessa Sanger.
Take my hand, I want
Vanessa Sanger, folks, from the Life, Love and Memories album. The song is called The River. Okay, and as I said, she's got the Buckles and Boots promotions trading as Kenmore Park and Maxville Music Muster. So if you want to find out anything about these festivals she's got going, make sure you check it out on Facebook, okay? Buckles and Boots promotions trading as Kenmore Park and Maxville Music Muster. Now, there you're going to find out all about this one. She's got a Bingara on New Year's Eve and also the Country Music Festival there at Maxville. And that is, of course, March of next year. Going to play you another song because we're almost out of time. This is by Hayley Jensen and it is her brand new song. Okay, this is a brand new release. It's a single. It's called Welcome Back, Summer. Hayley Jensen.
Well, me and spring, we had a little fling. Flowers in bloom, birds and bees buzzing like a high on a Friday night. It's the sweetest thing. A little heaven and soul goes with tequila. Red wine goes down better in the winter around the fireside. Yeah, it's all right.
There we go, folks. That is Hayley Jensen. Welcome back, Summer. What a way to end a program of Corner Country with such a talented lady. And I hope you've enjoyed the program, folks. It's called Corner Country. It's brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 87.6 Backwater Country. It's time for me to put the horse in the stable. Kick back on the porch with a beer and a jack. So until next time, folks, yee-ha! I'll see you all somewhere in Corner Country.